Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has temporarily issued what's called an emergency order halting the New York law and officials from targeting faith-based adoption facilities. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is involving New Hope Family Services, and it is in New York, and the Court of Appeals has recently issued an emergency order temporarily blocking the New York officials from targeting its facility, its adoption ministry, from overriding the religious rights and beliefs. What the law would ultimately seek to do in New York, what the officials want, is they want these Christian faith-based adoption and foster care facilities to agree to violate their religious beliefs as a condition for continuing to operate, and therefore to place children into homes with same-sex couples. Even though it collides with their religious beliefs, even though this is not the best environment for them, we know that the best environment is to place them with a mother and father, a biological male and female mother and father. That's the best option for children, of course. And this is just another one of these attacks where you have this intersection of the LGBT agenda and religious freedom.
You know, we saw this happen in Michigan recently, where the attorney general was trying to force these faith-based organizations into forcing these children into homes which are not, like you said, the best situation with same-sex couples, unmarried couples. They've already been bounced around, probably in the system. They need a loving home. They need a Christian home whenever possible, but one with a mother and a father that are married together. And, you know, we saw a great victory there in Michigan. And so we're just praying for the same here in New York, because, again, these children are already at risk, and you don't need to put them in these potential harmful situations.
Yeah, this is a lawsuit. Here what we have is the New York officials coming after the New Hope Family Services. A lawsuit was filed. The lower court dismissed the lawsuit, meaning that it was going to allow the New York officials to come after this adoption facility. Then the appeals court blocked that, temporarily stopped the law. It hasn't done a final ruling yet, so we'll continue to follow this particular development. But what it did is it temporarily gave reprieve to the New Hope Family Services while it reviews the case and further looks at the merits of the case. But what we have is New York State Office of Children and Family Services. They singled out this religious nonprofit, New Hope Family Services, for its policy prioritizing the placement of children it serves in homes with a married mother and father. I mean, that just simply makes sense. Here, right, as you mentioned, Holly, these children that are being put up for adoption or put in foster homes, either one, they've already had some brokenness and some trauma in their lives. They wouldn't be in the foster care system, or they wouldn't be put up for adoption unless they had some trauma with their parents or some issue that ultimately separated them temporarily or permanently from their biological parents. So they've already gone through that. And that is a huge thing for them to deal with. Now, this particular New Hope Family Services, like many Christian adoption facilities, they want to be able to put that child either temporarily in foster care or permanently with an adoptive family in the best possible environment that they know works. And that is with an intact married mom and dad, male and female, so that this child has a stable home with a mother and a father.
And you know what's aggravating is that this agenda, they want to push, but it's the children that are the victims. They're already victims, you know, of these situations. They didn't ask to be born. They didn't ask to be put in these situations. So they need loving homes with a mother and a father. So, you know, they have no right to make them additional victims by putting them in harmful situations.
And again, you see in this particular situation, as you do in all the other situations like this, with the intersection of the LGBT agenda and religious freedom, there are other options out there mm-hmm. for people who want to seek different options, different adoption agencies or homes or foster care. They specialize or they focus on different kinds of things. Some might focus on international adoption. Some might focus on placing special needs children, and that's one of the areas that they are called to do. There are options out there for someone, but they want to eliminate the Christians from the marketplace if they don't participate and set aside their Christian values by placing children in homes of either same-sex couples or in a home where there's not a married mother and father. It mm-hmm. may be that they don't want to place the child in a home with a single mom or a single dad. They prefer an intact married mom and dad, mother and father. And that is consistent with their religious beliefs. They ought to be
Absolutely.
Able to do it. Now, moving over to Michigan, that's exactly what the attorney general did in Michigan after becoming elected about a year ago. And that attorney general is an open activist lesbian, and she targeted the adoption mm-hmm. agencies and did the same thing. Amazingly, and we've talked about this before,
right.
The state of Michigan sent out this letter to the adoption agencies. The Catholic Social Services was one, and Bethany Christian Services was another, and all the others, pleading with them to get more adoptive and foster care parenting because the backlog was building up. Mm-hmm. They needed more people. And then about a week or two later, they sent out another communication saying, oh, by the way, you need to agree to place children into same-sex households. Otherwise, you're no longer licensed by the state or permitted by the state to participate in foster care or adoption. That means that all of the people who have become licensed and authorized under their umbrella are no longer authorized either. And Catholic Social Services, I think it was there for what?
I think it was 70 years. Well for 70 years.
And the state just said, we need your help. And oh, by the way, but not if you're going to be consistent with your religious beliefs, only if you're going to agree to modify your religious beliefs and place children in same-sex households. Unfortunately, Bethany Christian Services compromised instead of fighting. They compromised in Michigan, but Catholic Social Services said, no way. Mm-hmm. And they fought, and they filed a lawsuit, and a court ultimately so far has ruled with them mm-hmm. and blasted Michigan, including the Attorney General, for targeting these Christian and faith-based adoption and foster care facilities.
Praise God. But, you know, this New Hope in New York, it also operates as a pregnancy resource center, a temporary foster placement agency, an adoption center. It accepts no government funding, and the fees paid by, except for the fees paid by adoptive parents, it funds its ministry through churches and individual donors and private grants. So I'm asking, why can the state come in here and force them to do this?
Yeah, and in fact, the New York Office of Children and Family Services sent, before this lawsuit, before the attempted enforcement of this rule, they sent New Hope a letter following a site visit, and they praised the nonprofit for, quote, a number of strengths in providing adoption services within the community,
right.
One of which is the strong emphasis on assisting the birth parents in making an informed decision for their newborn, providing them time to make the decision, along with a supportive and detailed adoptive family selection process, close
so
quote.
Why would they want to mess up that process, really, just to achieve their agenda?
It's the agenda. It's the agenda that just simply seems to trump everything in their worldview. I mean, again, you have the same situation in Michigan, a call for help, and then mm-hmm. right on the heels of that, this discriminatory letter. Fortunately, a court has intervened thus far. And here, a letter of praise from the New York officials, and then no, but you're going to have to shut down unless you compromise your religious values.
And it's the children that will pay the price.
It's the children that will pay the price, no question about it. This is, I think, the most serious threat to religious freedom. This is this whole clash between the LGBT agenda and religious freedom. We're going to continue to battle for these cases. If you know of issues in your community, give us a call at 407-875-1776. Visit our website, lc.org, lc.org. Subscribe to our emails and our newsletter.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.